Welcome to our game day preview of the Falcons and Saints here on AtlantaFalcons.com. Wes Durham with Jay Adams, and well, here we go, huh?
This is what we've been waiting months for. I mean, literally months when the schedule came out. I mean, this is the date you circle every year, and it just so happens to be week one.
There are a lot of fascinating angles to this ball game. One is this whole quotient of toughness. Atlanta talking about it, and then finally this morning, I guess New Orleans has started to write about, you know, this test of toughness, and will the Saints challenge the Falcons or vice versa? I find that part of this fascinating today.
Yeah, and this is really like one of those games where it sets the tone. I mean, anytime you go into the first week of the season, you want to set the tone for the entire year, but this one especially when you've got two bitter rivals.
Yeah.
There's no love lost between these two teams, and you really want to let this game propel you into the rest of the season. So it absolutely is a fascinating storyline in today's game.
It's also going to be interesting here today because Atlanta, there's no two ways about it. The Falcons play two home division games in the first 11 days of the campaign. Remember, next Sunday, Cincinnati, and then the quick turnaround to Thursday night for Tampa Bay. Jay, you've talked to a lot of different people around the league. I don't know that anybody else has been dealt that kind of hand.
No, it's a tough one from the schedule makers that the Falcons got. And then you look past the Bucs game and you're on the road for a good long while. And then, oh, by the way, you go to London.
Yeah.
So this is a very tough stretch in the first part of the season. The first half of the season is crucial for the Falcons. You got to get those wins where you can, and no better way than to start off in week one.
All right, we don't know a lot about the injury report just yet. We'll find out about that shortly. You can catch up on that. They'll post it on .com when you see it or when it's released 90 minutes before kickoff. We know Kenny Stills is not going to go for the Saints. That's a big loss, I think.
That is, but they've got the weapons at wide receiver. You got the young guy, Brandon Cooks,
yep.
Just brought back Robert Meacham. He knows the offense. He can do basically the same stuff that Kenny Stills can do. So they still have those weapons, and you know, you got that Jimmy Graham guy that you got to pay attention to as well. So there are still weapons there. Sure, losing Stills hurts, but I think they're going to be just fine with the weapons that they've got.
All right, here's a side note to the game, and I tweeted it this morning. According to footballoutsiders.com, there are only five guys who play guard in the National Football League that have 100 or more starts since 2007, and three of them are going to start the ball game today. Justin Blaylock, of course, for the Falcons, has started every game since his rookie campaign. And then you've got Jahri Evans and Ben Grubbs for the Saints. So there's just a side note to get going. What else do folks need to click on here as they go to the site?
You know, we've got some great videos from the Falcons March that's happening. And so we're going to have some people out there. And Rich McKay is taking MARTA in today. So we're going to have some video from that, his experience there.
All right. Radio coverage, of course. Kick at 1 o'clock. Dave Archer, John Michaels, and myself on 790 The Zone and 92.9 The Game.